detached from her body. This wisdom has informed my thought and governed my behavior ever since. Catherine could go so deeply into the past and had such transcendent experiences that, listening to her, I felt a sense of magic and mystery. Here were realms I never knew existed. I was exhilarated, astonished, and scared. Who would believe me? Did I believe myself? Was I mad? I felt like a little boy with a secret that, when revealed, would change the way we view life forever, yet I sensed that no one would listen. It took me 4 years to gather the courage to write of Catherine's and my voyages in my book Many Lives, Many Masters. I feared I would be cast out of the psychiatric community, yet I became more and more sure that what I was writing was true. In the intervening years, my certainty has solidified, and many others, patients and therapists, have acknowledged the truth of my findings. By now, I have helped more than 4,000 patients by bringing them back through hypnosis to their past lives. So my sense of shock at the fact of reincarnation, if not the fascination of discovery, has worn off. But now the shock is back, and I am revitalized by the implications. I can now bring my patients into the future and see it with them. Actually, I once tried to take Catherine into the future, but she talked not of her own future, but of mine, seeing my death clearly. It was unsettling, to say the least. "When your tasks are completed, your life will be ended," she told me. "But there's much time before then. Much time." Then she drifted into a different level, and I learned no more. Months later, I asked her if we could go into the future again. I was talking directly to the masters then, as well as to her subconscious mind, and they answered for her, "It is not allowed." Perhaps seeing into the future would have frightened her too much. Or maybe the timing wasn't right. I was young and probably couldn't have dealt as competently with the unique dangers that progression into the future posed as I can now. For one thing, progressing into the future is more difficult for a therapist than going into the past, because the future has not yet happened. What if what a patient experiences is fantasy, not fact? How can we validate it? We can't. We know that when we go back to past lives, events have already happened, and in many cases can be proven. But let's suppose a woman of childbearing age sees the world as being destroyed in 20 years. "I'm not going to bring a child into this world," she thinks. "It will die too soon." Who's to say her vision is real? That her decision was logical? She'd have to be a very mature person to understand that what she saw might be distortion, fantasy, metaphor, symbolism, the actual future, or perhaps a mixture of all of these. And what if a person foresaw his death in 2 years, a death caused by, say, a drunk driver? Would he panic? Never drive again? Would the vision induce anxiety attacks? No, I told myself, don't go there. I became concerned about self-fulfilling prophecy and the unstable person. The risks of acting on delusion were too great. Still, over the 24 years since Catherine was my patient, a few others have gone into the future spontaneously, often toward the end of their therapy. If I felt confident of their ability to understand that what they were witnessing might be fantasy, I encouraged them to go on. I'd say, "This is about growth and experiencing, helping you now to make proper and wise decisions. But we're going to avoid any memories, yes, memories of the future, visions or connections to any death scenes or serious illnesses. This is only for learning." And their minds would do that. The therapeutic value was appreciable. I found that these people were making wiser decisions and better choices. They could look at a near future fork in the road and say, "If I take this path, what will happen? Would it be better to take the other?" And sometimes their look at the future would come true. Some people who come to me describe precognitive events, knowing what will happen before it happens. Researchers into near-death experiences write about this. It's a concept that goes back to